Sukkah Yerushalmi corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Tes Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Vav and Beis at the Mishnah. Tikra She'ein Aleha Maziva, a roof of planks that has not been plastered, otherwise it would certainly not be usable for schach, because plaster does not grow from the ground. Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Beis Hillel, Oy Mefakpek Oy Noitel Achas and Bentayim. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Beis Hillel, he should either break and move up and down all of the planks, or remove one of the planks and replace it with regular schach. Beishamai say he should break and move and remove one of the planks. Rav Meir says he should remove one of the planks, but he need not break and move. The Gemara says that if he broke and moved, he need not remove one of the planks. We come to the next Mishnah. One who supports his schach with metal rods or the length of a bed, if there's space between filled with valid schach that is the same width as them, then it's valid. One who hollows out a haystack to create a sukkah, it's not a sukkah. The Gemara says, Tani yose me kamoisam. The Gemara brings from a bais that the valid schach must be wider than them. Chevaya amrin she'in tefach nechnas l'seich tefach. Chevaya say this is because a tefach or valid schach does not fit into a tefach space between the rods. Heithi v'b abba bar mamal, harei kli schuchis harei tefach nechnas l'seich tefach. R' Abba Mamal asked that but a tefach wide glass vessel which is rigid can be inserted into a tefach space. Amr b'yasa Taman nechnas v'yotze, b'mhacha nechnas v'ena yotze. Rav Yosef says that the Mishnah refers to when the space is wide enough that schach could be inserted and removed, so if that space was actually filled with schach, then it's valid. But the Brisa refers to where it can be inserted but not removed, means the space is exactly the same as the invalid schach, so one would need to increase the schach for it to be valid. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that when the Mishnah taught that one who hollowed out the haystack is not a sukkah, this is because it looks like a storeroom, and a person might come to use a storeroom as a sukkah. According to this, the disqualification is only rabbinic. Tani, Rabbi Chiya, Tase Lach, Loi Mina Osei Lach. Rabbi Chiya says in a baisa that the posuk says, you shall make for yourself, referring to making a sukkah, but you may not use something which is already made, and this opinion holds that the disqualification is from the Torah. What's the practical difference between these two opinions? The answer is if there was already a hollow space the size of a tefach, according to Bechir it's valid, as there's no longer a problem of you shall make, since there is a tent the size of a tefach already there. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is still a problem that it looks like a storeroom.